Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, July the 26th of the year of our Lord, 2024. With me in my studio today, our dear wonderful friends, Brother Paul Sutcliffe and Sister Christy Johnson. Hello, guys, and how are you?
Enjoying a beautiful day in Missouri.
Yeah, thank you, Usama. I'm doing great and appreciate being here today.
All right. Well, Brother Paul, we have lots of material we'd like to cover as we go in circle around the world to see what Muslims have done since we have met in our last Friday broadcast. So let's begin with what is happening here in the United States of America.
Kamala Harris, who is now a candidate for president, is married to Doug Emhoff, who said on July 18th that the Biden administration plans to release new guidance on best practices for combating Islamophobia. Emhoff revealed this information while stating he had led an interfaith coalition building group of religious leaders at the White House.
Man, oh man, here we go. Not Kamala Harris, but her husband, who is, I don't know, maybe they will be the next president if they will not choose Kamala for president. And he's doing a great job to gain the vote of the Muslims in America. I mean, think about it, Christy. Why in the world that man is involved in such evil actions when we know there is no such a thing as called Islamophobia? Just for our audience to understand what we're talking about here, any person who reads the Quran or read the saying of Muhammad, talk about the Sunnah of Islam, how Muhammad lived his life, these people like you and I and Brother Paul automatically are called Islamophobic people. Now, why in the world that political, wonderful Kamala Harris husband will get involved to stop such people as you and I?
You know, Usama, I cannot understand this, but people don't even know the meaning of the word Islamophobia. Phobia is an unreasonable fear, an unjustifiable fear. And with Islam, there is a real fear because of what Islam is. But for Kamala Harris's husband to be doing this, what kind of message is this sending? It's political that the Muslims will vote for Kamala Harris.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And here is my question. I wonder if Mr. Doug have any chance to read the Quran, or read any of the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, or know anything about the history of Islam in the last 1450 years. And man, had he listened to some of our Friday broadcast, he would not even think about getting involved in that movement to end the existence of the voice which is speaking the truth about how evil Islam is. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story from the USA.
A naturalized citizen from Russia is to be deported for lying on his application to become a U.S. citizen as part of a plea deal, hiding his relationship to ISIS. The deportation accepts his relationship with ISIS as the reason he distributed hundreds of bomb, poison, and weapons-making manuals while working part-time and attending business classes at Penn State at Abingdon.
I wonder what Mr. Doug Hurst will think about that good Russian Muslim man who is just trying to help many of the American Muslims to make bombs and to do this next jihad from within the United States of America. What do we call this man? Especially when we know, Christy, that this man is following the commands of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. And how in the world we allow such people to become citizens in the United States of America?
Well, you know, Usama, he talks about a relationship with ISIS, and he's teaching people how to make bombs or weapons and encouraging this kind of violence. We already know what's coming. This is a Muslim man. This is someone who is promoting not just Islam, but it's Islam and the practice of jihad here in America.
Exactly, Christy. And we can go on and on to share more about Islam to our audience. Or just simply read the Quran, America, and you'll see that that gentleman here and the rest of the Muslims all over the world are practicing the command of Allah in Islam, which teaches them to kill as many as he can from the infidels, if they're here in America or somewhere else around the world. Well, Brother Paul, let's go to Michigan.
A Dearborn, Michigan Shia imam tells parents to teach their children that Jews skin Muslims in Israel and harvest their organs. Wait till you hear this from his own voice.
Kids and Shimmers of today would like you and I to believe history began on October 7th. No, history didn't begin on October 7th. These are people who regularly describe their military incursions as mowing the lawn. So when you see them skinning the Palestinians or harvesting their organs or butchering those... So imagine a group of people surrounded for this long by these kind, the worst of Allah's creation.
I know for sure that Allah taught the Muslim it is lawful to lie, as we see that throughout the teaching of the Quran, that is, for Muslims to deny that they are Muslims, for Muslims to lie when they give an oath, or even as Muhammad taught them, it is lawful to lie to your wives and to your enemies and to your friends, and that is only three times where Muslims can lie, which obviously cover everybody. But when you hear these lies is repeated over and over again, especially for those Muslims who live in America, that October 7 was not the beginning of the war between the Palestinians and the Israelis, because the Jewish wicked evil people has been doing more jihad against the poor neighbor Palestinians more than we can even imagine, like killing them to harvest their organs. And I do not know when the people of America will stand up against such imams who are not only teaching lies about what the Jewish people are doing to the Palestinians, but they're literally promoting hatred and anger among the Muslims in America that they may find some Jews and kill them. When in reality, the Jewish people have given food, medicine, electricity, internet to the Palestinians. They helped them for years and years, but sadly, no thanks has been given to them by any Muslims. And now the Muslims of the West are trying to make up an excuse for why the Palestinians did what they did on October 7th, Christy.
You know, Usama, this is very similar to things that we saw in history when we had the Nazis promoting ideas like that the Jews drank the blood of children on their Passover. This is so similar. And you know, also, Usama, this is really scary, because how would you like someone to be teaching your children this? How would you like someone telling them that parents need to teach their children this? This is instilling not only hatred of Jews, but it also is instilling terror in the hearts of children who hear these kinds of stories. This is completely unacceptable in the United States of America. This is why we're having so many problems.
But now here's a question. Why can't we arrest that imam and demand him to show us what person lost what organs of his body, kidney, liver, whatever, so that they can continue to spread these lies? Or our government will shut them up for good, which means you can no longer spread lies to create hatred towards the Jewish people here in America. Well, Brother Paul, we got some important news coming to us from Israel concerning the coming up Olympic Games, which will take place in France.
Lisa Daftari shared on her foreign desk that 15 members of the Israel Olympic team have been receiving threats, telling them to prepare for the Intifada. The agitators insisted that they would be murdered if they entered France because the Jewish lobby that controls the French parliament could no longer protect them. One correspondent even threatened to repeat the events of Munich 1972, referring to the incident when the Palestinian terror organization Black September infiltrated the Olympic Village in Munich and murdered 11 members of the Israeli team and a West German police officer.
Can't you see, Christy, the love of the Palestinians? Even that sport events which are supposed to bring unity all over the world, and how they are going to do intifada against some players who will be competing in sports. I mean, what a sick thing you can hear. And some people in America still believe that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, and people like us here right now are a bunch of Islamophobic. Remind us, Christy, what happened in September 1972.
Well, in 1972, there was an attack against the Israeli athletes while they were sleeping. They were killed in their beds, many of them, but actually this terror event, we didn't have video like we do now. We didn't have the internet. But this was on the news for several days, talking about this attack, how the Jewish athletes had been targeted by a Muslim organization. And this has been going on for years. Why in the world have we not learned our lesson about Islam and the risks that it posed, not just to the Jewish people, not just to Israel, but to all people who love freedom, who are not Muslim and are not terrorists?
Well, I can say in simple word, welcome to the savage cult of Islam, even in sport events.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story, which comes to us from the country of France.
In Paris, France, where the Olympics are supposed to be taking place soon, police arrested a radicalized Hamas lover who tried to kill a cabbie. He first stopped the cab at gunpoint, then bound the man's hands before attacking his neck with a blade. The cabbie somehow escaped and received life-saving help at a local hospital. The man who did the crime has been arrested and is being investigated on charges of terrorism, attempted murder, and kidnapping.
Once again, that is a norm in Islam, to capture a cab driver and try to cut his neck with a blade to bleed him to death, obviously, is Islamic. After all, he is a radicalized Hamas lover. Help me, Christy. What is radicalized Hamas lover means?
Well, actually, this is a person who practices Islam. And when they use the word radicalized, it does not make any sense, because it's like if you and I were called radical because we believe in Jesus and follow him and love him and believe in him. They believe in Muhammad. They believe in the Quran. They believe in Allah. That makes them Muslim, not radical.
What would Muhammad do in that case? If Muhammad is sitting in that cab with the driver, will he be doing the same thing, or will he be having a good fellowship and a good conversation with this driver? Of course, Muhammad beheaded the Jews and the Christians and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers in his days. That was 1450 years ago, and that is exactly what Muslims have been doing in the last 1450 years. And what is so amazing, Allah calls them Muslim believers, Muhammad calls them Muslim believers, and they call themselves Muslim believers. But somehow, here in the West, we call them radicals. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story, which comes to us from the country of Germany.
The city Neumünster in Germany is opening its first Muslim kindergarten in the city center, which will have a space for 60 children. While the Christian Democratic Union describes the new daycare as cultural enrichment, a previous government report notes that the sponsor behind the daycare is strictly Sharia-oriented. The financial sponsor is a local mosque association, part of the Association of Islamic Cultural Centers, known as VICS, based in Cologne. German government investigation into the teachings by VICS has determined they cause a rift between Germans and Muslims.
Well, here we go. The wonderful Christian lover of the Muslims, the good Christian Democrats. You see them in Germany. You see them in America. You see them on the moon, if there will be ever Christian people living on the moon. I'm talking about liberal Democrats. They could not see anything wrong for raising in one kindergarten center 60 Muslim jihadi. And guess what? That's just one. If we can put 100 of them, that'll be 6,000. If we can put 1,000 of them, that'll be 60,000 Muslim jihadi in Germany. Even though the government knows that that will bring chaos between the German people and the Muslims in Germany.
We just had a story last week where the mom was saying to the children, "How do you get to paradise? I want to die as a Muslim."
It's exactly. We're not learning from that imam, so we're going to create thousands and thousands of these little children all over Europe.
You know what's really sad, Usama, as you look at this story, you have someone who in a previous government was warning. They're strictly Sharia-oriented. But you see, the problem is people don't know what Sharia is. People don't understand what Islam is. So they go, oh, this is cultural enrichment. The government is now realizing this is a threat of causing chaos in their country. But what happens? What is being done? It's like when they finally realize the threat that Islam poses, they're like paralyzed to do anything about it.
You know what, Chrissy? This is the problem we have in all over America. Liberal churches who do not know too much about Islam, who could not see any danger of having Muslims in America, are doing the same things. They will not help us to spread the truth about Islam among their people, and they think they're truly loving the Muslim people. As I said before, they're loving Muslims for hell, not for Jesus. Brother Paul, we have one more story coming to us from Germany.
Two Muslim Syrian nationals, aged 21 and 23, stabbed their professor, aged 67, in the neck and upper torso at a community college. No reason for the attack has been given. Professor is also an immigrant to Germany.
Well, I'll tell you what is the reason. It's very simple. Two Muslim Syrian nationals. That is a good reason for why they use a knife to stab their professor. And I hope and I pray that perhaps in the near future we'll find out more about the story so we can share with our audience.
You know what? And I want to tell you, if we're watching the hearings that have been taking place and talking about the attempted assassination of President Trump, don't be fooled when they start saying, oh, we have to get rid of guns. We have to get rid of guns. I'm sorry. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And these people who don't have access to guns, they are actually being stabbed to death and no opportunity to protect themselves. In America, we're thankful that we have the Second Amendment. We need to keep it.
Amen, Sister Christy. Well, Brother Paul, let's go together now to the country of Belgium to see what Muslims also have done there.
Belgium is looking to deport Mohamed Khattab, the European coordinator of Samidoun Europe, by revoking his refugee status. Khattab has in the past been described by Palestinian outlets such as Qud News Network, the Palestinian Information Center, and Quds Press as a popular front for liberation of Palestine operative and spokesperson. The European Union lists the Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine as a designated terrorist organization.
Well, welcome to Belgium. And I see the Belgian people are doing something right, but they will get rid of one Muslim man, Mohamed Khattab. I wonder, what about the rest of the hundreds of thousands of Muslims who have not yet shown the real color, Christy?
You know, and we have to be aware that we're talking about in our own government that we're going to now support the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Front, and that we're going to do that instead of Hamas. It's all the same thing, Usama. It's all the same thing.
Yeah, they can name themselves in many names. They can color themselves with many colors. But in the bottom line, they are simply Muslim believers. Last story we have, Brother Paul, for our broadcast for today comes to us from the country of India.
Himanta Biswa Sarma stated that love jihad and land jihad are at a peak that is destroying his community. That is due to unchecked infiltration of Bangladeshi Muslims into India. We have discussed love jihad before. Muslim men may pretend to be Hindu or Christian to marry a person of another faith and then bring them into Islam. Land jihad has to do with taking the possession of the land that the spouse possessed or would inherit as a result.
We always in the past talked about love jihad, and we're very familiar with love jihad. That is exactly what's happening all over America. Muslim men from all over the Muslim world fall in love with our women in America and they marry them. As a matter of fact, I know many of these American ladies who travel overseas to bring their husbands to America. When in reality, we know that in Islam, every American female is a filth. And the only reason they are in love with them is because it is the early stages of jihad to take over America. But land jihad, Christy?
Land jihad, this is something new that I don't think either one of us had heard of. But the fact is, when it talks about taking possession of land that the spouse possesses or would inherit, you know what we know about how they inherit things? Perhaps some of these spouses might find themselves victims of honor killing. That would allow the husband to take possession.
When a Muslim gets a hold of land, is he allowed to sell it to a non-Muslim?
To a non-Muslim? No, you can't. Brother Paul, the land jihad is about invading the foreign land for Allah. Therefore, it will never be sold to any but Muslims. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show for us. And Sister Christy, thank you so much for being part of this broadcast. May God bless you both.
Yes, thank you for having us, Usama.
Thank you.
And to our wonderful dear audience, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.